live back here in Denver with Patriot quarterback Tom Brady.
Steve?
Thompson, tough one to let slip away. How difficult were the Denver Broncos?
Yeah, they're a good football team, and they played really well today. So we just couldn't make enough plays, and certainly early just didn't do enough on third down to stay on the field and score points and move the ball, and got in the hole there, and it was just too tough to dig our way out.
Did you feel as if there was some plays that made early on that looked like they were scheming up more?
Yeah, we definitely have some chances on third down. I had a chance to Julian down the field that I wish I'd have made that. That certainly would have helped. So, it's just a tough day for our team, and we fought hard. We just came up short to a pretty good team.
And what happened on that throw to Edelman and then the one on Kyle Anderson?
I just overthrew him.
Tom, does it get harder as you get older or not?
To lose?
If you played great to get this far.
I think any time it's pretty tough. I mean, it's always tough to get to this point. 2 weeks from now, there's only one team that's going to win that game, and that's a tough one to win. So anytime you come up short of what you're trying to accomplish, it's not a great feeling. But, I'm proud of our team and the way we fought. We got a lot to be proud of, and we'll be back at it next year.
It's been extremely ideal year for you, just based upon the personnel, all those on the table, all that came through. Personally, is this a more emotional loss?
They've all been tough at the end of the year. I mean, I've had some losses in the Super Bowl, which have been really tough. Last year's loss in the championship game was tough. This year's was pretty tough. So, losing is not easy. But I give them a lot of credit because they played really well. They made a lot of plays offensively and defensively, and they got a good football team, so they're going to be tough to beat in a couple weeks.
Tom, what did they do to take away the running game from you guys? Obviously, once you get down, it takes it away a little bit, but it seemed like they were really intense on taking that away at the start of the game.
Yeah, we didn't do much of anything early in the game, so run it or pass it, we just couldn't get a lot of it was hard because we didn't complete the third downs, so then it was hard to really get into the run game. We had 2 3-and-outs to start the game, so it's hard to be productive when you're not making third downs. So we just, third down conversions early weren't good. And, we just didn't make enough plays.
I felt pretty helpless there at the end, watching the Broncos run the timeout. Was that a helpless feeling there?
Well, they're pretty good. I mean, they got a good offense, and they've done that, all season. So, once they get the ball there, they got a lot of guys, they could throw the ball to, and a lot of those guys made plays today. So, I give them a lot of credit. They made a lot more plays than we did.
Tom, were you able to watch Payne at all when you were on the sideline? What did you think of the way he kept keeping himself balanced?
They played great. I mean, they got a very good offense. They've probably the best offense in NFL history. So, and they certainly played very well today.
As he's making those drives, are you thinking, sensing that your margin of error is decreasing all the while, or are you not even about that during the game?
Well, when you play good teams, I think the margin of error is pretty slim all day. And, we dug ourselves a pretty good hole there, and I don't know if it was 20-3 or 23-3, or we just couldn't do enough. So, they got a good team, and they made a lot of plays, and like I said, I give them a lot of credit.
You put this one on yourself a lot. When you look back at this one, you think you'll put this one on yourself more than some of the others?
Anytime we lose, there's things I can do better. So certainly, there's things I wish I could have done better today to help us win.
Tom, with all the guys that went down, are you surprised that this team's ever made it this far? And how proud are you of this football?
Yeah, I think this team is a very resilient, tough, hard-nosed team. And, we just got beat today by, a team that played really well and by a good football team that plays really well at home. And, we got a good team. We just didn't play well enough today. Only one team gets to advance, so that's the NFL playoffs.
How much did losing to lead for you?
I'm not sure.
If you saw a caught on missing of that caliber, I expect you to go after that spot.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great player for us, so it's disappointing to, not have him out there. But that's what happens sometimes in football games, and you got to find ways to bounce back. And, our guys fought hard. We just, didn't make enough plays to win.
How good did you think Peyton Manning was today?
He played great. They played great. They played great as a team. They got a lot of good players, and he certainly is, one of the greatest players to ever play. So he had a very good day, and you know their defense played good. You know we just didn't get enough, you know, pressure on that team to. You know we just were playing from behind all day.
Tom, a lot of those made of that crowd noise here. How much did that affect your rhythm on offense?
I thought we handled it pretty well. So we just, I wouldn't say that played a big factor. I'd say more of our lack of execution. Certainly on third down, early part of the game was a big factor in us not being able to sustain drives and, you know, really get a handle on our running game and certainly move the ball to score enough points.
Tom, you talked in previous season, I think it was last year, about this feeling kind of being like you're on a treadmill and you're running and then it just shuts off.
Yeah.
Finite, you know, where you see the finite end of the career, and Coach Belichick, everyone sees that finite end. What is the motivation for you every year to come back, get to this level, and get past this level?
Well, it's the same way it's always been, and it's certainly for the New England Patriots, it's to win, and it's to win every time you take the field. And, you know, we did a decent job to get ourselves to this position, and like I said, there's two good teams that were playing. Only one team gets to advance, and it's a team that played better today. And you know, they played good. They got a lot of good players, and you know, I thought they made plays offensively and defensively that really helped them win. And certainly, you know, I wish I could have done more to help us. Maybe, you know, something could have been different.
Julian was just very emotional in the locker room. What did you learn about him? His desire to compete this year. How much do you want that?
He had a great year. I'm so proud of him and everything he's accomplished. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for him and what he's accomplished personally, but certainly his selflessness and helping the team. And, you know, he just had a great season.
Tom, what happened in the fourth quarter when you guys were able to get the offense going? What changed for you guys? Was it something scheme-wise or something they did to look like a little more zone there? But what worked for you guys in the fourth when you got back into it?
We were executing a little bit better. Just found some spots and, you know, made the throws and catches, and we found a little space in there and made some plays. So I just wish we could have done it for four quarters.
You talk about the touchdown run, the run that you had, what you saw there.
Yep, they dropped off in the coverage, and I found a little space, and you know, it doesn't happen too often where I run them in, so it just wasn't enough. I just wished him luck. So I have a lot of respect for him. He's a great player and competitor. He certainly is a great player, and you know, he played great today.
Almost third and fourth down, did you feel like you were down at the pressure a little bit the past couple of times? Did you feel like it was on that
ball? Which better you got?
I thought, you know, our offensive line played really good. They, you know, they pass protected really well. You know, gave us some spots in a run game. So, you know, they fought really hard and played hard. We just couldn't do enough there, like I said, early in the game to get points on the board and make it competitive. And, you know, it got away from us a little bit, and we tried to fight back, but it was too big of a hole. They got a little bit of pressure, but, you know, I thought we handled it. We just, you know, the one play they got the sack, it was a good rush. You know, he's a good player, so just couldn't quite get out of the way of him. So thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good offseason.
Thank you.